Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. With me today is
Kelly.
We are discussing Season 2, Episode 11 of Hannibal. So, tell me, Kelly, what were your first impressions of 2-11?
I knew it.
Yeah? Okay, so I'll give you that.
I felt really fucking good at the end of 11. I felt so good that I had, like, called it, I felt it, and I knew it.
You've done incredibly well.
I have so, like, such good...
You've tuned into it.
Yeah.
You've tapped into the show.
Yeah. My espionage is like, wom, wom, wom.
Oh, it's like, wom, wom, wom. Oh.
I know what's gonna happen next.
All right, well, I have a lot of feelings coming fresh off of this episode. Specifically at the beginning, first of all of that was really going down, why are they giving so many... If Will really killed Freddy, why are they making so many comparisons throughout the last two episodes that show he is so much like Hannibal? And those comparisons are only for us.
I told you why.
Off the podcast. We are on.
He has to go to all, like, lengths to get it. To get everyone, including himself, Hannibal, everyone on the team, to know or to think that he is becoming like Hannibal. Even, and I guarantee you the only one at this point who knows... that it's like a scheme,
uh-huh.
is now Jack and Alana,
uh-huh.
and Freddy.
Okay, well, why were we kept out of the loop? What purpose did it serve to us as an audience?
It was a fucking awesome shock to us, that's why. That's why, because for one, I knew, so it wasn't a shock to me, but still, it was just...
I'm not saying that it... We did discuss the possibility that Will didn't kill Freddy,
mm-hmm.
that this was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
They faked her death. He faked it to Hannibal,
mm-hmm.
and he faked it to Alana. Why keep Alana? I guess Alana was too close to someone.
Alana found out at the end.
Oh, I know that.
Because Alana...
is too close to Hannibal.
Up until the moment she had that conversation with Jack where she said, I'm starting to believe that I don't really know Hannibal like I thought I did. Up until then, you couldn't trust telling her anything.
Okay, so she would have told Hannibal something. But
yeah.
Why for the entire show, we've essentially been following Will.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been inside his head, mm-hmm. and seeing his dreams. Why are there so many comparisons to him to Hannibal if he's actually only doing that to fake it? He's like a double agent, you know what
I'm saying? It's like saying, why did Heath Ledger act like the fucking Joker outside of the movie? To get into fucking character, right?
Yeah, he did, but...
Okay.
But we've been with him since day one. I know why they did it from a television standpoint, from an episodic standpoint. It gives some dramatic levity. It makes the audience think that we can't trust Will,
mm-hmm.
And I think
right now we don't know who to trust.
Well, now we do know who to trust. We know that he's still a good guy. We know he didn't kill Freddy. He may or may not have done the bear guy. I really can't decide about that yet. There, you know, Will isn't as bad of a guy. He's still redeemable, is what I'm saying. The thing was, the way it was executed and the way it was shot, it was trickery in my mind, just in my opinion. He didn't... Yes, Freddy found all of this evidence on his property in 10, at the end of 10, and he took her out and busted her window while she was on the phone with Jack.
She wouldn't listen to him.
I understand that, but he didn't have to, like, drag her out of the car. He could have said, listen, you can call Jack. Just call Jack and he'll explain, because obviously on some level they're on some of the same page.
That's him getting out of fucking character.
And
Freddie Lowndes is still a reporter.
If Hannibal was beside Will and Freddie hits all that, And then I would understand why Will would have to stay in character as a undercover serial killer, sort of as a Hannibal friend, as Hannibal's friend.
I guarantee you they're having to, like, bribe her out of telling the fucking story before Hannibal can find out. I guarantee you.
I think that he was probably trying to do it to save her life because Hannibal was hungry. And she was getting a little too close. But yeah.
Getting too ballsy, going through people's shit, for one.
My thing is, I thought it was a lot of trickery, even to the point where, okay, so my case is, it was too violent. Didn't she even shot at him at one point? It was too violent, trying to grasp Freddy, keeping her a secret as a dead, was it fried up body? You know, what is that called? Burned? Charred body. And then they did the confirmation with the teeth. You remember, like, oh, fuck, that's Freddy. You were like, that's Freddy right there.
No, I didn't think it was going to be her.
Well, you said it right there. You were like, oh, we were like, that's not Freddy. That's not Freddy. And then it was like...
Because they said it.
Oh, yeah, but it was like Will said it and, you know, they're...
No. The little laboratory guy said it.
Right. Does that mean they're in it too?
Yeah. They have to know that that's not Freddy.
So everyone's in... First of all, who is that guy? Who was fried up?
We don't know.
Okay, well, yeah, so that several scenes where we
could have been one of the random dead bodies from the lab.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. Well, the guy saw it, you know. I'm so confused.
I'm agitated.
I'm agitated because they did trickery where I didn't feel like it was necessary.
I liked it. Rather necessary or unnecessary, to me, it was a good. It was good.
Right. Okay. And I don't want to solely focus on just the Will storyline. There was one scene. See, why is...
That doesn't even look...
Well, why is Will having nightmares about a body he didn't burn? Okay?
Because so, he's having to do all of this to He's still having to do this.
Okay, yes, he is, but I don't understand why have these night terrors about crimes you didn't commit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you
had night terrors before about crimes he didn't fucking commit. About crimes he was having to look at and analyze. He's always had night terrors about them.
I understand. And you're right, and I don't want to discount that, because almost every, you know, crime scene he's had to see, he's been kind of traumatized in a way from it. But, like, I just thought, like, you wouldn't, I don't understand why he's playing it up to a T, with the exception of, you know, trying to hide the identity that he's still a good guy, and he's trying to play everybody, including the audience.
He has to. That's what I think.
You see, I don't mind that if he plays the audience a little bit. I just mind that we weren't along for the ride, because we've been along for the ride the past almost 20 episodes. I think over 20 episodes now. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
Yeah.
We've been with him, in his mind, in his head, for, I don't know, the entire time. Yeah. And then the one time they decide to take us out, it's because, oh, he's doing some trickery behind our back.
I like it.
I understand. And I'm glad you like it, because otherwise it'd be like, this guy is just hating on the show and I'm not sure. You know? Like,
I feel like you're a real hater right now.
I'm not trying to be a hater.
I feel like you are. I feel it, so it's right.
This is a lot better than what I was expecting, to be honest. Because there was only two ways they could have came out with it, like I said in the last podcast, that he could either... he either did kill Freddy, him and Hannibal did, and we have an irredeemable anti-hero. Mm-hmm. Or not even antagonist, it's just an antagonist now, he's not even a hero.
Yeah.
We didn't have anyone to cheer for anymore. Or they did what you called they were going to do.
Yeah.
And pull of, that wasn't Freddy Lowne.
She's not really dead,
and he's.
He had to convince. Tell anybody not to write a fucking story right now, because if she does, Will's fucked. Hannibal's not going to get caught. Will's going to go back to jail.
I understand, and I mostly my thing is it was
Will
just.
Will goes to jail. Hannibal's free. That's it.
I understand. I just think that it could have been handled a little bit easier. Like, like simply just have Hannibal on site so he sees Freddy get taken or something like that, and so that maybe
That's what all the forensic shit was for, to prove that
I understand.
To make him think it was her. He didn't need to see it.
I understand that, but I just felt like he didn't have to violently take her down to get it. It was that
deserved it. Well, at one point you were like, I can't wait for this redheaded bitch to be gone. And now you're like, that was just T-Rath. He wrapped her up, T-Rath. Oh, my God. Which one is it? Fucking pick one.
Okay, so when you're rooting for someone to get taken out in a show, you don't normally want it done by a specific person you consider wholehearted good. Yeah. You know? And she wasn't a bad person. She was just curiosity kills the cat.
She was a bitch, dude.
Yeah, and she said some terrible things about him. And on, you know?
She got one fucking guy shot.
Right?
Yeah. Right in front of her. And then when she talked to Fishburne about it later, she just talks nonchalantly.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that guy. I forgot.
Yeah. Can't help that he died. I know it's because of my story, but hey, you know, I gotta write another story, so what do y'all got? Like, fuck out of here. I'm kind of upset now that Will didn't fucking kill
her. Oh, yeah. She has taken some uncivil liberties, you know.
There was a reason why at one point you said, I can't wait for this redheaded bitch to get taken out.
I didn't say that word for word.
Yeah, you did.
But
you didn't say bitch. But you said, this redheaded chick. I can't help that you respect me more than I do, but she's a fucking bitch.
All right. Well, I can't argue with her tabloids. Yeah. So, and the way she writes. But, anyways, we've talked enough about Will and that whole Freddy scenario. What do you think about Margaret's brother, who is played by
ready for him to die as well.
Oh, you're ready for that.
Mr. Pitt.
Mason Verger, played by Michael Pitt.
Yeah.
He's hella evil.
Yeah. It's like a evil scientist you'd see on like fucking Powerpuff Girls or something. Every time he says that Meeble, he's like,
he laughs.
Oh, what the fuck? Come on, man.
Yeah, I at first I thought he was kind of overdoing it a little bit, but honestly, I like him as a villain. Like, he seems
he plays a good villain.
Like, the rest of the other serial killers and other antagonists we've had in the show, he's been without a doubt one of the strongest performers. And hell, I can tell just because he's grown from HBO. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got some filmography behind him, and he's comfortable in front of the camera, and he's comfortable in front of big actors like Mads Mikkelsen. You know.
Yeah.
They don't seem like mismatched. Awesome. Yeah, like when Margaret's in front of Mads Mikkelsen and they're trying to have like a conversation, I can
she
feel.
Seems stiff.
Yeah, she does seem stiff. Yeah. And not with not because of acting.
I feel like that's her character.
Well, I don't feel like it's because of the character. I don't feel like that's the what she's going for. I just feel like she's more of a stilted actress in front of Mads Mikkelsen. But it shows you the acting caliber. But yeah, this guy's evil. That was really...
He's just fucking crazy.
Do you remember the red... what is it called? The red scrubs they had?
Oh, yeah.
That was intense, right?
I like that. Actually, today when I was out buying scrubs, I'm looking at the red one.
And you're like,
When I get my job at the hospital, that's all I'm wearing.
Yeah, all the hysterectomies get done in red yarn.
Anyone who is my patient's going to... Like, it's the one in the red scrubs.
Oh, no. She's the evil one. Yeah, she's the evil one.
Dye my hair back
oh,
black.
No.
Look
oh,
real fucking
evil. Oh, no. Yeah, we need to get back on some nicer shows or something.
This is giving me ideas.
Yeah, it's a little kooky for you. But, all right, who do you think... Someone's going in the pig pit.
It won't be Hannibal. It won't be Hannibal. I think it will be him himself.
Mason Verger. I think that's a good chance he's going to go straight in the pit. It's too inevitable, you know?
Because when he was talking to Will, and Will punches him, and then he laughs. He's like, I'm going to feed you to my pigs. You're not. It's Will.
Yeah, I would be real surprised if they took Will off. It just seems too easy to... If Freddy fell in there, I think that would be pretty climactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like just out of the blue. So I think we got pretty good predictions for what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more clear what's going to happen because of... Because we have a protagonist again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We were in the dark for like two episodes. We didn't really know what was going to happen, you know? With Will in his psyche.
I thought this was fucking strange. Like the mirror and everything. Why not just make it to where you can put a gate up and stand over it?
I figured the mirror was so he could see the pigs.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you not put like a thing up to where you could lean over and look directly down into the thing?
I just think this guy has way too much money.
Yeah.
And it freaking is sadistic that they have the screaming geared up. Isn't that just like wrong?
Yeah.
Like, why do you need to do that?
For a second, dude, at that moment when he punches him, and then Will's like turned around looking like he's about to cry. I'm like, is Will being a little bitch right now? What's he doing?
No, I just wasn't sure. I thought he was actually going to kick him into the pit right there, right when they were having a little confrontation. But I think Mason Verger's secondhand man is going to get fed to the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like prime meat.
Yeah.
Maybe both of them.
Cardo.
And you know, having those pigs, they eat every bit of evidence relatively up, I guess.
They eat bones and everything.
So.
Teeth.
Yeah. It's an all-in-one done deal. Are we forgetting anything? Did we catch everything? Alana Bloom, what do you think about Margo Alana?
Margo was trying to have Will's baby.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. And now he's not going to be a baby daddy anymore.
No.
Sorry about that, Will. But, not about the baby, but I don't think that would have been very interesting for the show.
No.
I'm
bringing a baby into this
show. This show? Yeah, it's Will and a baby are solving all the mysteries, and Will does the whoosh whoosh, and the baby does
has Will's whoosh whoosh power.
Oh, so he's like whoosh whoosh.
It's a baby whoosh. Inside the daycare.
Inside the daycare? Oh my Jesus. What, the poops on the daycare or something? Just who did it?
Who's
snacked? Oh, dang, the whoosh whoosh. We might have a new concept on our hands. yeah, fuck Mason Verger for doing that crazy shit to his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. With the, what's it?
He gave her a hysterectomy.
Okay. We need our medical assistant, Kelly, our specialist.
Yeah, because he said something about they're going to find something wrong with your lady parts. And so the doctor's going to tell me that it would be best if they take all of it. Something along those lines. That's a complete hysterectomy. That's fucking insane.
That's messed up. I thought it was going to be a lot more gruesome.
Yeah.
The way it was, you know, this show tends to be.
Dude, as a woman, I don't think that there's much more.
Yeah, it's trouble. That's trouble.
There's a lot. We've seen women go through a lot worse shit in this show. But a fucking complete hysterectomy, she will never have babies. She will most likely go through, like, a really fucking early menopause and be fucking psycho
for the rest
of her life.
Oh, my goodness.
Because a hysterectomy, it completely strips us of what produces our hormones and everything.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Well, not what produces, but what...
I hope she feeds them to the pigs.
I hope she does, too.
Well, it's been another good one. I can hear Indiana getting a little ruffle on the bustle back there. He's getting a little crazy. He's ready for the next episode, too.
He's like,
we're gonna go! So, rate, share, subscribe. Full podcast is on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, all the good stuff. Kelly, thank you for joining me. Let's get to the next one.